This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about booze cruises as Nick gets back on the lake for some drinking on a boat. Then we talk about the new breweries that have been opening up in Chicago, new tap rooms, great spaces, so much happening. And then if you're a video watcher of Chicago Beer Pass, our camera, the battery died. So yeah, sorry about that. But if you're an audio listener, get ready.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up? I'm Nick White.
And it feels like we just did this because we recorded so late last week.
Quick turnaround, man. Yeah. What, like 72 hours, something like that?
I don't know, maybe three, yeah. Something close to that, yeah. Right. Yeah, we can say that. But yeah, welcome to the podcast. If you've never listened before, Nick and I talk about the beer we're currently drinking, the beers we drank last week, and the beers we're going to drink this coming week.
That is no lie.
Yeah.
You said it all when you said it, Brad.
So I guess we start with the here and now. What are we drinking this week?
All right, man. We got Forbidden Root, strawberry basil Hefeweizen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is summertime in a glass right here, man.
Yeah,
this is 5%, and it looks like they brew this. They brew out at Five Rabbit, right? Okay. Everything that in packaging is brewed out in Bedford Park.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, because they used to have some complaints from Five Rabbit about some of the beers are very, you know, they're ingredients that get in your system.
Yeah, Five Rabbit has like a very bizarre collection of stuff that goes in there. Right, but then so do these guys.
So it's like. Yeah.
That sounds like a perfect home for them, now that we're talking about it,
I guess,
it, right?
But it's got to create some problems, right? If you're trying to make, like, an IPA. And you're like, why does this taste like churros and strawberries?
What is that? Dolce Leche? I remember one time I went out there to pick up beer for this boat series I was doing, and the brewer was super excited because they were brewing for Ale Syndicate at the time. He's like, man, we just going to make an IPA. And like we never just do that,
right? Yeah, so. That's funny. But I'm digging this. This is it's very light. It's refreshing. Almost needs like a little splash of like tequila or something.
Yeah, it's not your typical it's not your typical Hef for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I enjoyed how it leans. It kind of leans on more of the herbal, kind of earthy side of the Hefeweizen world.
Yeah, I picked up this at Miska's here over by the office, and this beer was in the cider section. Either they didn't know it was a beer or the packaging looks very cider-like. So that was kind of funny to see.
Yeah, it's good, man. You get a good play on both, like, super fun strawberry and straight up, like roots, root flavors.
Very cool. So, yeah, 5%? So, yeah, we'll keep sipping on this. Probably just, I don't know, it's a dessert. It just makes me think of dessert here. Yeah, let's do it. This week, what'd you make it to, Nick?
Man, I went back to the Run the Jewels bar. That was fun. I just drank all the cocktails this time.
Okay.
You know, and I tried the Interborough stuff as well for the Run the Jewels pop-up bar at Emporium for a Lollapalooza week.
Okay, yeah. I stopped in there to try a cocktail, tried one of the beers, but think... I don't know. I forget which one it was.
Yeah. I mean, Pipeworks had like quite a bit of stuff on.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing when they're all basically Stay Gold and there's different versions of it. So I don't remember what I had, and I don't remember if not knowing the beers, I don't know if I got the beer that I thought I wanted, because they're all IPA that has something different, right?
Yeah. I had there was Sure Bet, which was it was IPA with like mango and honey. And then I had the Dreamsicle, which was like an IPA with like lactose and vanilla. That might have been my favorite one of the day, honestly. Yeah. So I went back for those. And then the cocktails. A lot of the cocktails had like little gold flakes in them. That was kind of fun, like gold stars.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
Yeah, I felt like a fancy bitch. I had my pinky up. I sat out on the patio. It was, you know, it was a good way to end the weekend. Man.
Yeah, Maeve had a cocktail. I don't remember if it had any gold flakes. I think she got the, was there one called like Swim or Shark?
Oh, Sea Legs.
Sea Legs. Yeah,
Sea Legs. That was like the cucumber and the gin, I think.
Yeah,
I think
so she went with that one. That was pretty good. Boozy.
Yeah.
Was yours? Were the other ones boozy?
Oh, they were very. They were a righteous situation.
Okay.
Those cocktails, man. Yeah.
Cool.
Spent a little too much time in there Saturday.
Okay. Sunday. I was like in and out with a cocktail of beer. I was out.
Yeah, I think I grabbed a poster. And the Run the Jewels guys, man, they tore it up, man. They did Lollapalooza.
Uh-huh.
But then they threw out their first pitch at the Cubs game. And then they apparently came to that place twice.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Man, people love them.
I mean, they have like a way of like, I don't know, how do you describe it, man? Well, first of all, their hip hop act that is like really like big on the festival circuit, but both of its members have been rapping for like 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's not something you ever really see.
No,
guys hang on that long. Hip hop's usually like a, you know, it kind of has its way with you and then it's done with you.
Yeah, it's a young man's game.
It's a young man's game, yeah. And they have, so that and then this rebirth as this duo that's kind of sucking everybody in as almost like it's a hip hop act, but it's also an alternative act. Like they fill up stadiums. It's pretty fun. It's fun to see, man.
Yeah, a friend of Maeve and I's commented on our photo, and I always forget that. Is it Trax, their DJ?
Oh yeah, Trackstar.
He is her like brother or brother-in-law.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah. She's like, oh, that's his group.
Right, she's probably calling him by like his first name. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's Albert's. That's Albert's thing.
That's always funny. That
that's cool. Man.
That close to, I don't know, this group that just kind of exploded.
Yeah, that's a good time. Mm-hmm. So,
do we know what? Any idea what could be next for?
No,
this pop-up?
I mean, we're following the Emporium guys just on IG, and it looks like they're opening a San Francisco location, or they're scouting a San Francisco location. So, but yeah, who knows, man? I think this is like their fourth or fifth pop up there. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pipe Dream. Pipeworks was the last one.
Right.
I didn't go to, Bottle Rocket, which was like a Chicago themed, you know, like the Malort and Old Style and Chicago Hot Dogs.
Oh, that's right.
That was the last one.
In between
RTJ and Pipeworks.
We missed that.
Yeah. And then the Fernet Bronco one was there. So.
We were chatting about it, some friends and I. And I think they're just holding onto the space, waiting for weed to get legalized, and that's going to be there.
Oh, that'll be like the...
That'll be their dispensary.
Yeah, because, you know, I think, what is it, Mocha, Modern Cannabis, is next door. But it's really small compared to this rotating space, right?
Right, so, and yeah. I know they have stuff set up because they have that pharmacy next to the one in Wicker Park, so there's talk of that being... a medical marijuana place. I think they're just hedging their bets, waiting for...
It's smart. It's smart, because I think, you know, like, yeah, the infusion of those types of flavors into foods and beers, and you're already set up on Milwaukee and Fullerton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to... Yeah.
I am.
You're ready.
Yeah, but we'll keep an eye out. That's a ways away until that's going to happen. Yeah. So it'll be more pop-up beer-related things at this space for sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was fun though. I'm glad that came together.
Mm-hmm. Earlier on in that day, I made it over to Great Central.
Right on. That's the Contract Brewer over in I don't know, West Town or whatever we're calling
right,
that.
Right, kitty corner from Finch's, right down the street from Goose Island there.
Yeah.
So, I was out running and I saw that they were open. I was like, wait, there's people in here? I didn't know they were open yet. So I decided to go back, hit them up. They had four of their beers on. They had like a Helles, a Bock, a Pilsner, and a Hefeweizen.
So they're making their own beers too.
Yes, so they have their own beers.
Because we just when you hear about them, you heard that they were going to be this huge contract brewer.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I guess you got to have some house beers, right?
Right. And then they have Maplewood they're pouring, Beguile they're pouring, just beers from all the people that they're brewing for.
Yeah.
So. You can go in there and try their beers, or if you're like, screw it, I want Maplewood. I need that New England IPA.
Yeah,
give it to me.
I need that son of juice now.
Because I had the Pilsner and the Bock, which they're like the same beer.
Yeah.
So.
From them, from Grand Central.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're opening up capacity for a lot of crews around town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think when you talked to the Begal guys, they were kind of saying, hey, because they were going to move to, like, Lincolnwood. But now I think their plan is to, like, stay where they are, and then if they have any, like, production needs
to go there,
they'll just hit up Grand Central.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So.
Cool. Yeah. Space is giant.
Really?
It's huge. Maybe, bigger than On Tour.
Okay.
Like, you could fit a ton of people in there. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. They had, like, a security guard, like, bouncer checking IDs to come in there.
Damn.
I was like, what? It's like, this is weird.
Like, so you can party in this space, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. And then Finch is, like, right there.
Yeah, and I don't know if Finch is open yet for, like, a tap room.
How deep are the pockets on these Finch guys, man?
I don't know.
Deep. I mean, dude, so they were on Elston, you know. They had a space where they're keeping their cans. They bought that space in Portage Park that went under, like, right. And now this is like their fourth location. Like, whenever something falls through, they just go by. They just
buy
go,
something else. Yeah,
man, what is going on?
I don't know. So we'll see if a tap room opens there. They probably should get on a tap room there, because then you'd have Goose or Onto or Goose, Vinch, and Great Central.
Yeah, and I know like in the. What is it? The Rhino District in Denver. When you go there, it's like it's kind of set up that way where like there's like seven breweries and they all have a place where you can sit down and experience their beer.
Right. Oh, and you know, All Rise right there. I almost forgot about that.
All Rise is right there too. Yeah. So that's cool, man. That's a very densely populated area for beer. Illuminated is over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cruz Blanc and Haymarket kind of anchored on the eastern tip. There's a lot going on over there.
Yeah. So. Check out that space if you're looking for a new, I guess, brew pub. It's not a brew pub, it's just brewery and tap
like
room.
Tap room
to check out. Good shit. Then I saw you were out on the water.
Yeah, man. I made it out for the first time all season.
Out on the water.
On the water, man. I followed up. You were on the Kurt Foreman Brewfest Partners previous boat, the Belgian.
The Belgian Fest. One, which was nice, but boozy.
Yeah.
Real boozy.
Yeah. I was on the Wisconsin Beer and Cheese and Sausage cruise.
Nice.
Yeah. So this was nice. There were about 200 people. There were six breweries there.
Oh, only six?
Yeah, there were six. I think some of them, they had some late exits because it was the Wisconsin State Fair.
Okay.
So like you're, you know, a handful of them couldn't make it. And not Lake Effect, but Lakefront Brewing being the biggest one. Yeah, they couldn't make it because, you know, They had to do the Wisconsin thing, man.
Yeah.
Had to do the Wisco thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I hung out a lot at Hinterland.
Yeah.
That's where I was. They had four beers. The Packers Pilsner, which is funny because you see like people like head to toe in like Cubs gear. And they're like, I'm going to have this beer, but don't tell anybody. Right? They're drinking this Packers beer. Was kind
of
funny.
Like, I want to try that, but I want to take a picture of me giving it the middle finger or something.
Right. Or me like over the edge of the boat, just like pouring it out. It's bears for life. Right. Yeah. So this was a good party, man. They said there was maybe like 200 people there.
Okay.
And then I thought my favorite beers there were the Three Sheeps beers. They had a Nitra Berry, which was a tart wheat ale with blackberry, but it was only 3%. So it was kind of just like blackberry sorbet vibe, right?
Oh, cool.
And then they had an Imperial mango beer. It was called Mangoes on My Mind. It was an Imperial Saison.
Right.
So I think the story goes he went to actually purchase blackberries for the wheat beer, accidentally bought the mangoes, and then, well, hell, this. Let's just see how this.
Wait, how do you accidentally buy mangoes?
I don't know.
I could understand, like, hey, I'm going to buy blackberries. Ah, crap, I bought raspberries or I bought blueberries.
Right. I feel like this had to be, like, a button. You know what I mean? Like, he accidentally hit a button.
Oh, like on the website?
Like, yeah, I think he was just, like, mail ordering.
I thought it was, like, go to the store and be like.
Like, he's just down at the market.
Yeah.
No.
Like, let's get these blackberries. And so I was like, those are mangoes. He's like, no, they're not. They're blackberries. They're
blackberries, man. You want a
like
paper?
So stoned or something?
You want paper or plastic, man? For these blackberries, man. But yeah, it was fun. I mean, it's on water, but then they had some crews that you don't really get. You know, Rocky's Revenge from Tyranina.
Yeah,
which apparently it's like a bourbon barrel aged brown ale. Well, half of it's bourbon barrel aged.
That's a good beer.
That's a solid beer. I'd liked it a lot. I think I leaned on that a lot. Yeah,
nice.
I was trying to get those full pours, man. They give you this pint glass and the little line where the 2 ounces stops. Yeah. I'm like, Come on, what am I gonna do with that?
All right,
I gotta walk up to the top here. I gotta walk up to the party deck. You gotta load me up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta remember to bring that little St. Bernardus glass in for you. I keep forgetting.
It's the cutest little thing. I bet you look at it every day.
When I'm like, I gotta bring that for Nick, and then I don't.
And you're like, oh, and you're like, you know, you pick it up, and you know.
Maybe I'll just keep it.
So, yeah, this is a good party. Always good seeing those guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, and when the weather's right, man, it's hard to top Sunday on a boat. They were talking, like, Sunday's a slot they just been, you know, you're trying to get some rhythm behind, like, the Sunday slot. So all of them are on Sunday. But, you know, there's that Wednesday opportunity, you know, because it's fireworks. Wednesday's a tougher play, but if you pull it off.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, you got this boat on Wednesday with fireworks cracking. Uh-huh. That would be fun, too.
Even Sunday can be tough because people are kind of like, yeah, I went hard yesterday. I was trying to take it easy today. Yeah. I got work tomorrow. So
that's true. Yeah, I guess it's tough either way. I'm all in on a Sunday. Okay. Anything Sunday. I'm all in.
You're all in every day. So what's new here?
Except for, who am I kidding?
Except for Monday morning, that is not happening.
I do have like one day. Friday, my Fridays are pretty chill, though. I don't do much on Fridays.
Okay, nice. Great weather out there. So was that the last cruise?
I think it's the fourth. I think there's one more.
There's one more, okay.
I think there's one more, yeah.
So keep an eye on our Facebook page or keep listening here. We'll probably mention it as it gets closer because there's usually tickets available. It's around $40 to $60 depending on the cruise.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you make it to anything else this past week?
I think that's all I did, man.
Nice. Not too bad. Then we got to dive into some events. Mm-hmm. Stuff that's happening this weekend that you should be checking out. The Great Taste of Midwest is happening, right?
Yeah. This is the oldest festival in the Midwest, and it's the largest. Mm-hmm. It's up in Madison, Wisconsin every year, Madtown. So everybody's making the pilgrimage up there because, you know, New Glarus does a huge bottle release that weekend. There's always the night before where all these, you know, out-of-town breweries take over bars, that kind of thing. And then there's the party, which is, you know, for my money, I think it's the best party I've been to.
It is, and
I haven't been to them all.
It is pretty nice. I'm a little sad I'm not going, and I'm a little sad that there's not a lot of events happening because that's happening.
Everybody's going to Madison. Yeah, I think people take a lot of pride in having their beer poured at Madison the same way they would FOBAD. They're totally different events, but still, you know. And I think so at Great Taste, I think there's like 300 square miles where your beer has to be brewed within 300 miles of Madison for you to participate.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. And then all the end cap booths usually have like a theme, right? So like, you know, you'll see Koenig and they'll have like, you know, they'll be like the Ming Dynasty, or, you know, like the Goose Island guys a few years ago, they were like the Blues Brothers, you know, in jail where they had like this chicken wire and, you know, they all dressed in the shades.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got a really cool like theme going on. Mm-hmm. And then... oh, and then there's a beer. Everybody's coming to play. Bell's is bringing 20 beers to this thing.
What?
I was just looking at the...
That's nuts.
Yeah, it looks like Alarmus is going to be there probably for the first time, right?
I think they were there last year.
They were there last year, too? All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's exciting. Like the Pipeworks guys are there. Of course, they're bringing Abduction stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everybody's coming and they're coming to impress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really good party and it sits right alongside one of those lakes.
Yeah. Are you making it up there?
I don't know if I'm gonna make it, but you know how beer stuff is always last minute, right? Like,
okay.
Like I didn't plan on going on a boat. You look up and you're on the boat. You
know? This is going to another state, though. That's true. You got a plan for that.
A little bit.
I have no plans to go right now. I didn't get tickets, so definitely it's all sold out. So you really, if someone can't go, it's basically like, here, take my ticket, or we need help because someone got sick.
Yeah.
And come help.
So. Yeah.
So hopefully everyone who's going has a great time. If you go, let us know. Like, send us an email or message and just let us know what you thought of it.
I'd like to know what's going on up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll just be, you know, living vicariously through you guys, thumbing through the thumbing through the program.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You're like, I could be drinking this mango.
Mango, you know, it looks like Ronaldo from Three Floyds is the Ronaldo Dark Lord is going to be on.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like a lot of fun stuff, man.
Nice. Cool. Well, then here in Chicago, is there anything happening?
Right. I mean, Oak Park Microbrew Review is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not this weekend. That's like in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's a couple. Is that next weekend or the weekend after?
I want to say it's the weekend. Let's look it up. I think it's the weekend after this one.
Okay, yeah. So you can still get tickets for that. I've never made it to the Oak Park Microbrew. I've always heard really good things.
Like ever?
Never.
Oh, wow.
Never, ever. Might try to go this year, but yeah, I always hear great things. I think it's very like casual and more like laid back.
That's next weekend. It's the 19th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so VIP is $90. General admission is $55.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good party because like they don't, it's not like your typical party, you know, where like, well, yeah, you need a ticket to buy drinks, but you can just, if you don't have a ticket, you can still walk through the fest, you know, because there's probably a curiosity there. Here, you know, here all these brewers are occupying downtown Oak Park. You're like, what the hell's going on? Yeah. You and your kid or you and your, you know, your grandma or anybody can just stroll through the fest and, you know, no one will bother you. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to buy a ticket, you could. You know, it's that kind of party. And that's the part I dig. Cobblestone streets, middle of downtown Oak Park. Oak Park is the suburb closest to downtown Chicago.
Yeah, that's true. No. Cool. So that's in a couple weeks.
Next week.
Okay.
Did you make it to the one in Wells Park? Because I think that was traditionally the biggest guild event was this Oak Park thing until they started this Wells Park Fest.
Bigger than FOBAB?
No, bigger in attendance, yes.
And bigger than FOBAB?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because FOBAB's huge.
FOBAB's a big party.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got like multiple sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I did not make it to Wells Park. Just, you know, just didn't. I don't know. I really had no excuse.
No, I didn't go either. I was just wondering like if we heard anything about it.
No, didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything?
No.
So nothing happening this weekend then, huh?
It's dry, man.
Dry.
It's dry in these streets, Brad.
Yikes. So really, you need to make it out to some of these new tap rooms.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Elgin. There's a new beer fest in Elgin. So it's the Elgin Beer Fest on the Elgin Riverside Promenade. Sounds like a waterfront party, very similar to the one that that the two brothers guys threw out in Aurora not too long ago. So that's going on this weekend. That's a $50 ticket out in Elgin.
Okay.
If you happen to find yourself out there, if you want to make it out there.
Yeah. I know because of the great taste, a lot of events do happen around Madison, right? So if you don't even, if you can't even go to the great taste, you could go to Madison and go to some of these other like really cool events I always hear about. Like the one time I went just to great taste, but I always hear these events the day before, like cigar pairing events, just really cool tap takeovers going down.
Yeah, I feel like if you got to Madison like on a Wednesday night, like you'd be doing yourself a favor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know that. And then all the participants in the brewery, they party at that children's zoo of all places. It's so bizarre, but it's kind of cool because it's at night and it's like a real party.
Oh, you know? Cool.
Like yeah, they do that every year the night before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if you were a tap room or a brewery, would you benefit by having a party this weekend? Because, like, you might get a different crowd in or events.
Up there?
No, here in Chicago.
Oh, here?
Like, but because your main crew, like, probably your staples are, like, up at that event.
Right.
But you could have an event here and kind of bring in maybe some new people that you wouldn't have.
There used to be a lot of kind of, like, you know, we didn't get tickets to Party X parties. Mm-hmm. You know, like Dark Lord is the big example.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, nothing like that. But, you know, local options, always good for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like the, you didn't get a ticket to Great Taste Party.
Right, the day before Great Taste.
Day before or Great Taste Party, that kind of
yeah.
thing. Yeah. Yeah, so, but they're a bar, though. I mean, they're mm-hmm. a bar and a brewery, but bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I don't know about any breweries partying like that.
I think there's just so much good beer around the city right now that I think a lot of breweries are just like, yeah, we're just doing our like main events. We don't need to just do a tap takeover every night of the week.
Yeah, I feel like I believe there's a Friday Night Lights going on this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, the 11th, August 11th. And so that ought to be good. But I also feel like, yeah, for every really big party like this, there needs to be a couple of alternate parties.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Just so you don't feel left out.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're speaking from
people that aren't going. We're like left out.
Speaking for the people who will not, all the cool kids will be in Madison and we'll be here doing whatever it is we do on weekends.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we wrap up this week's episode, do we have any beer news? Anything happening?
It's a light week, man.
Okay.
It's a light week. Goose Island Block Party. Dates have been announced and tickets, I believe, are on sale. So this is September 22nd and 23rd this year.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
so Joey Perp's going to be there.
Oh, okay. That's always a fun event. You get tokens, just basically, like, there's so much beer going
tokens,
on.
Live music. It takes over the whole, you know, what was their warehouse. They opened the warehouse up. They opened the tap room up. You got that whole block right there. And
the amount of people there are nuts.
It's crazy. It's insane. Yeah. Not as insane as the 25th anniversary block party. Were you there for that? It was like in the middle of the day.
I was, but that's because they screwed up that.
Yeah.
They figured it out since then. They've realized, hey, let's not have a tiny line for Bourbon County Stout.
It was, yeah, I remember just being like, you know, just kind of hanging out on the side of the line and then like watching like extra police being called in because like people are moving the barricade to get to Bourbon County Rare. Yeah, but they throw a nice party, those Goose guys.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
There was also some news about how, did you read this thing about how Brooklyn 21st Amendment and Funkworks created this collective that's kind of like a distribution / sales group that is now functioning as one.
Really?
But the trouble is also that Kieran owns part of Brooklyn. So now they have a way, they potentially own part of 21st Amendment now and a potential buy into 21st Amendment.
That's so bizarre.
So there's, I was reading this last night. I saw the announcement about like this, I guess, group coming together. It's kind of like hedging your, like, we need to work together to kind of like, we're going to get pushed out here. But
we need a super team. Yeah.
But why 21st Amendment in Brooklyn? Like, that you guys are on the total opposite side. Like, how?
They don't seem like they would be, like, you know, buddies like that.
Yeah. But right? Then the Kieran thing is interesting because, yeah, this, I believe, Six Points had a article come out, or they had a statement, and they said this is exactly how Heineken did Lagunitas. They owned 50% or 25% with the potential to buy, and then at some, then they just were like, "Hey, here's the money, we're buying you."
Yeah, they basically just staggered the sale. It was probably predetermined, but they staggered it out over the course of like 2 years, basically.
Right. So
yeah,
Six Point kind of, I felt like they hinted at like, this is going to happen to Brooklyn, and now it's going to happen to 21st Amendment and Funkworks, too, because
they're all in on this
thing. They're part of it.
This sounds kind of, am I wrong, but does this sound kind of similar to what, what was it, Craft Brewers Conference this year, and Pipeworks and the Beer Temple announced this structure, right? This platform where they were, does it sound similar to that or something different?
Maybe, I don't know. I was reading it, and it seemed a little confusing and a little, like, just, I don't know.
I'd like to know more about that. I know that a lot of, most of their beers, 21st Amendments, are brewed out in San Francisco, but some of their beers are like contract brewed up in Minnesota at that Cold Spring place that just got sold. Cold Spring Brewing. And maybe there's a connection. And I know that that the Six Point guys contract brew as well. So maybe there was a connection there, and then they just tapped Brooklyn because, you know, they're all in the same city. Brooklyn,
I don't know. Yeah. If you know any more, let us know, because we'd love to. Like, yeah. The story was just kind of being an outsider, not in, you know, we talk about it and we consume it. We don't work in the beer industry. No. So it's kind of hard to sometimes follow all the ins and outs of where the money's going.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting.
But yeah, man.
I don't know how I feel about it. I really have no opinions about it right now because I don't really drink Brooklyn. I like 21st Amendment, but I don't really drink their beer.
I like either. Six Point's cans.
Six Point is not part of this. Six Point.
Oh, it's just 21st and
Funkworks.
Oh, Funkworks. Why did I bring up Six Point?
Six Point commented on it because I think, like, you know, they're trying to be like, Brooklyn's the man to that, and like, they're, you know, they're the hipster hipster beer brand.
Yeah, you know, they're brewing in Billy Berg, and then they export of their, apparently their own, a quarter of them are owned by, like, you know, the Japanese, right?
Brooklyn.
And Brooklyn. Yeah. And then they also They export a lot of their beer to Norway, yeah, too. Yeah.
Because I was talking with my wife the other, last night about kind of about this, and like, you're not going to drink a Brooklyn beer unless you like love Brooklyn, not in like a whole or like want, because if you see Brooklyn in Chicago, you don't want Brooklyn beer. Absolutely not. It kind of hurts the brand. Like Brooklyn, it's cool maybe if you're in, I don't know, South Dakota and you're like, oh yeah, New York beer. Yeah, this is great. But when you're in Chicago or Portland, you see Brooklyn, you're like, nah.
I think Chicagoans definitely look at New York like, yeah, whatever. We don't care what you guys are doing. I think that Chicagoans definitely have that attitude towards like all things New York. Yeah, and specifically, not specifically beer, but yeah, just in general to New York for sure. Yeah. Nah, so. Yeah. Unless they're throwing one of those killer parties like at the mansion. You know, they have the mansion party. They have a lot of nice lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
So those parties are always really good.
Interesting. I don't know. But yeah, dive more into that story. It was on, I think, Beer Pulse, and it was getting shared around. Not as big because it wasn't a buyout. So yeah, check it out.
Yeah. Sriracha Ace.
Yeah.
Fantastic beer.
They all make good beer. That's always the problem, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Mention the Facebook page. We're always sharing events there. We'll let you know about tickets that go up for sale, things you should pick up ahead of time that we'll usually mention the week before, which is sometimes too late. And then our Instagram page. Whoops. That's at Chicago Beer Pass. We're sharing a lot of photos there. A lot of stuff going up there all the time. Places Nick and I are both hitting up. And then website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and yeah, everything else you need is right there. So we'll be back next week with another episode.
Cheers.